Random House Audio presents Beatrice and Virgil by Jan Martel. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Henry's second novel, written, like his first, under a pen name, had done well. It had won prizes and was translated into dozens of languages. Henry was invited to book launches and literary festivals around the world. Countless schools and book clubs adopted the book. He regularly saw people reading it on planes and trains. Hollywood was set to turn it into a movie, and so on and so forth. Henry continued to live what was essentially a normal, anonymous life. Writers seldom become public figures. It's their books that rightly hog all the publicity. Readers will easily recognize the cover of a book they've read, but in a cafe, that man over there... Is that? Well, it's hard to tell. Doesn't he have long hair? Oh, he's gone. When he was recognized, Henry didn't mind. In his experience, the encounter with a reader was a pleasure. After all, they'd read his book, and it had had an impact. Otherwise, why would they come up to him? The meeting had an intimate quality. Two strangers were coming together, but to discuss an external matter, a faith object that had moved them both, so all barriers fell. This was no place for lies or bombast. Voices were quiet. Bodies leaned close together. Selves were revealed. Sometimes personal confessions were made. One reader told Henry he'd read the novel in prison. Another that she'd read it while battling cancer. A father shared that his family had read it aloud in the aftermath of the premature birth and eventual death of their baby.